the Indians have just been really astonishing this season, holding on to like 6-7 game lead with just a couple weeks left in the season. But it hasn't been easy. They've been like the amazing Indians.
I really think so. I mean, a couple of players are having career years. One is Mike Napoli.
Right.
Another is Carlos Santana. He's hit, I think, 31 homers. That's a career high. And Jason Kipnis, your favorite player. So probably having the best year of his career.
Yeah.
But who are they missing?
Michael Brantley, the outfielder. He's
All-Star,
been out.
Two-time All-Star. He's been out all year, 39 at-bats.
Yan Gomes, the catcher.
Who they were counting on, actually, to have a big bounce-back year, and he was hitting like 170 and then hurt his shoulder.
And then the pitcher, Danny Salazar, the most recent one.
Made the All-Star team, and frankly, he hasn't been any good since the All-Star break. He's had some arm problems. Given all that, it's remarkable how well they have played. They are the only team in the big leagues not to lose more than three games in a row this year.
Wow.
That has been one of their keys. They've stayed out of big slumps. For example, early in the year, remember they had a 14-game winning streak.
Yeah, it was exciting.
If anything, you know, if the end of the year and the Indians say they hang on and win the Central Division, you could point to two things that happened to help them win it. Number one is a 14-game winning streak, but they didn't turn around and have a 9-game losing streak. See, sometimes that's what happens. You win 14 in a row, or you win 12 in a row, or you lose, you know, 13 out of 15. You almost negate it later on in the season. They stayed away from that mess.
Wow.
And the second thing is they've been dominating in their own division, and at least as we speak right now, they're 11-1 against the Tigers. They got 7 games left with Detroit, but 11-1. You said, in other words, they buried the Tigers early. So that's what's helped them to be at this position, and their pitching is a key reason for that, I think.
So now what happens with Salazar out? Who steps in, and is that going to really hurt them?
Well, I think what you're going to have to see is, can Josh Tomlin come back and pitch well? Because he was throwing real well to about the middle of July and then ran out of gas.
Yeah.
And he says he's healthy. He's been getting hit really hard. Now, sometimes when Tomlin doesn't pitch for a couple of weeks, his arms sort of rest and he pitched pretty well. So that's one. And the other is a rookie, Mike Clevinger, kind of one of my favorite guys because he's very engaging. I like him. You know, it's funny. He has real, real long hair. And so I remember talking to him in spring training, and I was wearing a shirt from Virginia Military Academy. And it's not that I went there, but Roberta and I hike, my wife and I hike around that area. We saw them play basketball a couple of times. They had a cool red shirt, so I bought it. Well, he gets very excited. He goes, did you go to VMI? And I said, no. I said, why would you ask that? He said, I went to the Citadel for a year and a half. The Citadel is another Southern military school. I'm looking at his long hair. I said, you could not have had that hair at the Citadel. He says, I didn't have any hair at the Citadel. You know, like freshmen at VMI are called the rats or the rat line. At the Citadel, they're called knobs.
Oh.
As in doorknobs.
Yeah.
Because what do they do with your hair?
Shave it all off.
All off. So he had shaved head basically for a year and a half. In fact, it was an interesting story. I said, well, why did you leave it mid-year? I said, you didn't like it? He goes, actually, I did fine. He goes, once you get through your first year, it's not so bad. He said, but I had so many scouts tell me that I would get drafted fairly high if I could transfer to a junior college. And I guess he said he did well academically. He's a smart kid. So at the middle of his sophomore year, he transferred to some junior college and got picked in the fourth round by the Angels and eventually traded the Indians. And he basically has not cut his hair since. Wow. I mean, if you really get down to it.
Yeah, he has that long flowing hair.
So anyway, he's in there. He was 11-1 at AAA this year.
Yeah.
You know, he has good stuff. The Indians resisted trading him. A lot of teams wanted him in the different deals, both in the offseason and then when they were making some trades at midseason, because they really think he has a future as a starter. In the playoffs, you only need four starters. You could almost get by with three.
Oh, really?
So, because there's days off in between and things like that. So you still have Corey Kluber's have a terrific year. Carrasco has had much more good than bad, and Bauer much more good than bad. So those three, they got to find a fourth from Tomlin or Clevinger for the playoffs.
Okay.
So there you are.
But it sounds like maybe they've got the stuff, despite some of these holes, to keep this train rolling.
They also, it's Cleveland. You could always find a disaster looming.
Yeah.
And they could still mess this up. It gets harder every day for the Tigers, but they could still mess it up. And you know, we always can create a worst case scenario, but this has been a team all year that has been very resilient. Terry Francona's record in September is very, very good. I mean, I think he's only had one losing month his entire career in Boston or Cleveland as a manager in September. That was his last year in Boston. And the Indians under him have won something like 65% of their games after September 1st.
Wow.
So he tends to have his teams kind of ready to go. And, you know, he generally is able to keep the guys. If you notice, the Indians don't have a lot of garbage going on. You don't have players complaining. You don't have – that's a lot. Now, they have good guys, but that's a lot with his leadership too. He sort of – and when they do hit a slump, he has a way of not letting it just carry over for a long period of time. I remember I talked to him one time and I said – and after a tough loss, I mean, he takes it hard. He really does. And I said, well, how do you do that? He said, I try to get it all out that night, even if I don't sleep that night. He goes, because I know when I walk in the next day and the players come in, they're looking to see how I am. Mm-hmm. Am I still wearing it? He goes, you should wear a tough loss after the game. You know, feel it. He said, but the next morning, this is baseball. We do this every day. You've got to look at it differently. You've got to come in saying, all right, it's a new day. And he hates all those. Well, do you think the last week will have any impact on tomorrow's game? He'll just cut you right off in a question and stare right, you know, it's a new game, a new day. You know, he goes, I don't even answer those big picture questions like that.
Okay.
But of course he thinks about it. He's just not going to answer. But again, that's his style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the hidden ingredients for the Indians is that they have really good leadership with him and the pitching coach, Mickey Callaway.
Okay. Exciting series coming up against the Tigers. I'll be watching for sure.
Yeah, seven games.
All right. Thanks, Terry.